For CGLO News, I'm Hadassa Alencar. Famous Canadian actor Elliot Page has announced he is transgender. The Halifax-born actor is famous for his lead roles in Juno, X-Men, and Inception. His pronouns are he or they. In the announcement posted to social media, he wrote, "I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self." In other news, an investigative report by TVA showed mafia leaders have luxury perks in Quebec's casinos, perks like free meals, hotel rooms, and tickets to shows. Following this report, Finance Minister Éric Girard ordered an external audit into casino operations. The audit will investigate potential criminal activities such as money laundering. An independent investigation found hundreds of examples of racism and prejudice in British Columbia's healthcare system. Nearly 9,000 people were surveyed on their experience in the healthcare system. 84% of Indigenous people surveyed said they experienced discrimination. BC's health minister issued an apology following the report, saying the government plans to address the report's recommendations. For more stories, visit cjlo.com/news.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Stephanie Soretsky, and I will be your host for the next hour. I do have to say I had a good chuckle at that news segment about the mafia getting special perks like tickets to shows, because we all know that a casino show is the best ticket in town. Had a wee chuckle and then had to check that I didn't have the microphone on and was not just laughing through our news piece. But on that note, on that giggly note, tonight I have a bit more of an upbeat episode for you all. This week, if you hadn't heard on social media or on your own Spotify, was the Spotify Wrapped 2020, and it produced a lot of fun for myself. I love seeing what everybody listens to, and obviously all of the memes out there. Blessed are the meme makers. There's some really good ones because, you know, I feel for the most part, most people had a pretty rough year. So there's some really, really good stuff out there about listening to depressive music or just listening to music over and over again, which is something I do personally, but I've already admitted that on the show here. So I decided that this episode, I'm going to play some songs that appeared in my top 2020 playlist, not top 20 of 20, although that could be a good idea for New Year's, but I selected songs that from artists or songs that I haven't played on the show already, so get a little bit of a different vibe, and not necessarily play you things that you have already heard. So the first song that I'm going to play tonight is by Caroline Polachek, and this album, Pang, it came out at the end of 2019 and was actually one of my favorite albums at the beginning of the year. I listened to it a lot, formerly of Chairlift. If any of you are old listeners of Maiden Voyage, I would play Chairlift quite often. Caroline's based in Brooklyn and has since started going solo, so her full album, Pang, was great. I feel like it wasn't super well known in that regard, but if you went out and about in places around the city, maybe you heard it at restaurants or something like that. But if not, I'm going to play my favorite track off of the album. It's called So Hot That You're Hurting My Feelings. This is Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
You tonight. sencillo. Una voz en la escalera, alguien cruzando el pasillo. Malamente. Sí, sí. Sueño que estoy andando por un puente que la acera.
Mira, 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 mira.
Cuanto más quiero cruzarlo,
va.
Más se mueve y tambalea. Malamente. Así sí. Malamente. Mira. Malamente.
Más que toma.
Que malamente.
Y yo.
Malamente. Pensarte malamente. Sí, sí. Malamente. Mira. Malamente.
Más que toma.
Malamente.
Y yo.
Malamente.
Y yo.
Malamente.
Más que toma.
Malamente.
Y yo.
Girl, I swear.
To CJLO 1690 AM. That was Sid with the song Body off of her album Finn. So if you're not familiar with Sid, formerly got her start out of Odd Future as Sid the Kid, was a DJ for the group, which is kind of, you know, informally still together, not together. Nobody really knows for sure. You may also recognize her voice from the band The Internet, which has a similar vibe but is a little bit more upbeat. So if you liked that song, I would recommend checking out both her solo work and her work with The Internet. Before that was Rosalia with Malamente. And up next, we're going to play a little ad, and then we're going to play some Robin. And as I was setting up the show for today, I couldn't believe, because, you know, this week when I was going through my playlist, I was like, what's Robin been up to? And I know that her last album came out somewhat recently, but she has always been so present in the music scene, I feel, especially, you know, such a huge party anthem artist. And when I was kind of checking up on her, I realized that Dancing on My Own came out in 2010. Which is wild. It's been 10 years, and I feel like that song really defined such a large part of my life, especially like going out and dancing a lot. And that was such a kind of anthem for our community here. And, you know, perfect song, one of those perfect songs that sounds really, really happy, but it's actually really, really sad, which, you know, totally on brand for Maiden Voyage, which we love here. So I thought about playing that song, but we'll save that for another time when, you know, maybe that's more of a New Year's playlist kind of thing. But I am going to play my favorite song off of the latest album. It's called Honey. You are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. But first, I'm going to give you a little word from the Garnet Key Society of Concordia. Here you go. Maiden Voyage.
The Garnet Key is a group at Concordia that serves in promoting a positive image of the university. These students hold high academic standings and are involved in activities both within and outside the university. For the months of October and November, the Garnet Key is thrilled to announce their first ever online art drive. This community initiative is entitled Show of Support and features the very talented participating BIPOC and Canadian artists. By partnering with the Center for Research Action on Race Relations, the Art Drive was created to help fight against racial injustice. From now until December 1st, you can show your support by going to garnetkeyartdrive.myshopify.com today and order a print for delivery or curbside pickup.
Get what you need, but baby. change rien à mon problème. Et les seules personnes que je peux supporter sont ces types à qui on ne lance plus la monnaie. Je m'assois avec, ça les gêne. Leur silence repose ma peine. C'est pas forcément que je fuis les fantômes, mais plutôt que les gens parlent fort dans mon dos. T'as un malheur, t'as c'est. I know any exit. If I believe in God and if God does exist. If I believe in God and if God does exist. C'est la rage qui me fait avancer. Et j'en veux à la volée. Surtout ce qui n'a pas su susciter. Tous les soirs le même affreux au sourire inversé. It doesn't matter, does it? If I know any exit. If I believe in God and if God does exist. If I believe in God and if God does exist. On ne mange plus rien, elle nous tout. Ces chansons de rubans mous s'effondrent sur ses deux genoux. Quartier rouge et le mec des visages sans que personne ne bouge. It doesn't matter, does it? If I know any exit.
Don't me alejo más y tú no lo puedes ver. I feel possessed, I can't help but repress all of the signs telling me that I'm not fine.
See you.
On CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Stephanie Suretsky, and that was Canadian pop darling Carly Rae Jepsen with the song Stay Away. Fun fact, I actually saw Carly Rae Jepsen in concert in Montreal, thanks to CJLO, at the Corona Theater in Little Burgundy, opening for Hanson. And I have to say that I think she's probably had the biggest glow up of any artist that I can think of, going from like Hanson and Justin Bieber to being a really, you know, interesting and complex pop figure, which is super cool. And she is, okay, I'm doing air quotes right now, but she's older. She's old. She's like my age or older, which is also very rare in the pop community. So I think that's really awesome. And she still just like holds a space and has really interesting classic pop albums year after year. You can always count on Carly. Another album that was released at the beginning of quarantine to help uplift everyone. Before that was Mitski with Nobody off of the album Be the Cowboy, and Empress Of with When I'm With Him. Another track that I loved this year actually was also on the Normal People soundtrack. Normal People did a really interesting marketing play this year where they released two playlists based on the two main characters' personalities, and I obviously ate that up as someone that was obsessed with that show at the beginning of quarantine. So many emotions all the time. That's what we love here on maiden voyage on Sigello, 1690 AM. It is currently 8:38 PM, which seems very lovely and a way to kind of, you know, slide into the end of the show. The song I'm going to play next is a song that I've loved for a very long time, and it actually, I first heard it on the breakup episode of This American Life, which was actually, I think, yeah, it was the first podcast episode that I ever listened to in my life, and it totally changed me. It was what got me into radio in the first place. I since then have listened to it, I think, five or six times, done by the incredible Starley Kine, and she goes through kind of a history of Torch songs and then attempts to write her own Torch song with the one and only Phil Collins. And so this song has been with me through a lot of hard times and is a part of one of my Opus playlists, the Seven Stages of Grief, which moves through, you know, the beginnings and then the end when you're starting to feel a little bit more upbeat, but one of the best playlists I've ever made, I think. And so this is the Magnetic Fields with the song I Don't Want to Get Over You. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
I could take a sleeping pill and sleep back well and not have to go through what I go through. I guess I should take Prozac right and just smile all night at somebody new, somebody not too bright but sweet and kind, who would try to get you off my mind. I could leave this agony behind, which is just what I
dream. I got everything I wanted, not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why here they don't deserve you. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were right there. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago, but I don't wanna let anybody know, 'cause everybody wants something from me now, and I don't wanna let them down. I had a dream, I got everything I wanted, but when I wake up I see with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't.
Fiends, I'm John.
I'm Kim.
And we're the hosts of Nightmare on Film Street, the horror movie podcast for the casually obsessed.
Obsessed!
Now on the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.
Join us every other week for candid, comedic discussions of your favorite horror movies and not-so-favorite horror movies, as well as interviews with filmmakers and horror creators.
Are you ready to finally admit that 90s horror is better than 80s horror?
And 2000s horror is worse but better than 90s horror?
This is the podcast for you. Nightmare on Film Street is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever podcasts lurk.
Join us!
S'était fané autour de ton cou. J'ai attendu trois jours sur le bord d'un fossé à manger des flocons de tempête. Quand tu es revenu, je dormais déjà bien. J'aspirais l'alcool en un souffle amazonien. C'était l'hiver sur la langue de chaque bouche, dans les lits de sueur immense, dans les cendres de la chambre, dans les fentes fatiguées par le plaisir. Ah, 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 ah. Yeah.
changé cette fois. C'est la fin de tout ce qui ne finissait pas. Tout ce qui fait du bien me fait du mal, me fait du mal. Je ne veux plus de ton amour, mais je veux te toucher à tous les jours.
Chloé Pelgag with Les Sextes des Étoiles. Before that, you heard Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, and it is 8:52, which means that we are coming up to the end of Maiden Voyage for this week. I want to say thank you all again for tuning in, and as always, if you have anything that you'd like to say or comment, you can text the station at 514-848-7471. I respond to all the texts, so if you feel like it, do it, and I will take notes for next time in terms of requests. As for the month of December, it's going to be, let me see, two more live shows, and then there's going to be two pre-records, but they are going to be apropos, so Christmas Eve and New Year's. Oh my gosh, you guys, Maiden Voyage is on New Year's Eve. Oh, maybe I should do it. I mean, I'm not going to be doing anything. Yeah, I mean, let's all listen to Maiden Voyage on New Year's Eve, 8 p.m. You can all bring your little bottles of champagne. We won't count down because it'll only be 8, but we'll do a little countdown of the best parts of 2020, which there's not going to be a lot of, but music-wise, excellent year for music, so we can all hang out and do that. I mean, sounds like a lit New Year's Eve to me. Great. But the 24th will probably be a pre-record just because I'm going to want to be eating some delicious food because I love to cook, even if it's not for a lot of people. So there we go. But it's only December 3rd, so we've got quite a bit of time until there. And if you have any ideas of end of year that you would like to chat about, maybe we'll do a fun little call-in show. So I'm going to think about that for a bit. If you'd be interested in calling into the show, we can work that out. It's not as easy as it used to be because you can't actually call the phone at the station anymore. But with the program that I'm using, we would be able to do Skype or FaceTime actually potentially and get you heard on the radio waves, which would be really great. And I would love that for you all. And then the show can be less about me and more about you, which love to share here on Maiden Voyage. So it's 8:54. I think I have done an excellent amount of running down the clock. It's just because I had two more songs I could play, but I think it's only actually going to be time for one more. So I'm going to play what apparently was my most played song of 2020, which I do have to clarify a bit. I think it was because it's one of the first songs on the album. So this was definitely my most listened to album of 2020. It was Phoebe Bridgers' Punisher, which came out in April, and I have been listening to it nonstop since then. I have no idea. Apparently, just this one song I listened to 7,200 minutes total, which is a lot. And I'm apparently in 0.05% of her listeners, so there you go. Love to see it. It's a great album, though, if you haven't heard about it. Check it out. And actually, my favorite song off of the album is Moon Song, so write that down, listen to it later. But apparently, my most played song, according to Spotify, was Garden Song, which is the first song with actual words on it on the album. And I'm going to play that song for you guys here to finish up the hour. And yeah, here we go. This is Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers on Maiden Voyage, CJLO 1690 AM.
Up on the hill, and when your skinhead neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it. I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water. Off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted. And when I grow up, I'm gonna look up from my phone and see my life. And it's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave. Then it's a dorm room like a hedge maze. And when I find you, you touch my